seventh son, and he in turn of a seventh son. He has the power to heal. He has the gift of the second sight. He is the chosen one.
looking through your window to an empty room. Hours passing by, the hands don't move. A plastic life built just for you. Fears of wasted years fall into view.
Okay, Radio Valencia. That was Haken from their Virus album, a song called Canary Yellow. Cool track that was. What? Classic one from Iron Maiden, title track, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Child, nice 10-minute track that was. Pull you down into the mix. And then we started off with another interesting track there called Megablastic Madness by Orbs from the album Asleep Next to Science. Makes sense to a scientist, but I get none of this. That's great. Okay, cool. And this is Rush, Main Monkey Business from Snakes and Arrows. Yeah, I think it was the last instrumental. Last album didn't have any instrumental tracks on it, but it's like the second last album they ever did anyway. So have that figured out. Okay, yeah, so we're coming to the last little bit of tonight's show, last 40 minutes or so. So I got a nice couple of tracks for a long set, and then another long track to end the show. So that's about it. So tomorrow you're going to have a lot of good stuff. Start the day with Sufficient Grounds. Well, you've got some reruns running up until about 10 a.m. when that starts. And then we have a Stranded Playlist at noon with Marco Middlesex. Yeah, that's going to get your Desert Island Disc vibe. That's kind of the whole thing he does, right? The Desert Island Disc. So that's his creation every week. He's got a lot of 80s synth action going on there. We have the Curated Catastrophe. We got Maldor and Shea from the Bay. Great duo that is. Fun stuff. It'll take you through a nice Sunday until you get to Cheap Hooch, which is amazing. Three girls just do this Lilo Island girl in Cheap Hooch. And, they got really cool stuff, current events, calendar. They're going to do a lot of the garage, indie punk, stuff like that. And they're going to really kind of tune you into what's going on in the Bay Area. So that's a great show to listen to if you want to kind of catch shows around the area. And then that continues on with The Balcony in the final hour with The Archivist, which, you know, hey, I'm The Alchemist, he's The Archivist, we've met. We haven't done anything together yet. Maybe we should. Anyway, that's that. And then, Sunday is probably our most jam-packed day as far as DJs go. Every other day of the week has got some holes in it. By the way, there's a new DJ in town. Yes, there's a new sheriff in town. A new DJ in town, and he's going to start next Saturday between 4 and 6. And the show is going to be called the Saturday Joyride. It is a heavy metal hard rock show. So get some high-energy octane stuff to start your weekend. Yeah, that should be pretty fun. That should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to meeting him and hearing what his sound is all about. We'll do that. All right, so what else do I want to talk to you about? I want to remind you that we do have a couple of events coming up. On the 5th of February, we're going to be over at the Roxy House 1 and the Kilowatt for 6 to 8 at the Roxy and 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the Kilowatt. Another around 16th Avenue over by the Mission, BART there. A few blocks up there. And then the... 28th of February, there's going to be a great little event for the 50th anniversary of the punk movement here. And we have the Mahou Bay Gardens is going to be hosting the show. I don't know who's going to be playing there, but the tickets are on sale. This is we're co-hosting that event, so that'll be something that we'll be participating in. But it's a big deal about the whole punk scene here, and it's a kind of a reopening of that venue, and then it'll spill over to the off-Broadway location. And so keep that on your calendar, 28th of February coming up. So that's a couple things going on next month. So all right, without further ado, I'm going to let this Rush track play out, and we got a little bit of Radiohead and Oingo Boingo, and then I'll come back and say goodnight and leave you with one long track. All right, see ya.
Nothing ever seems to change. If it does, it's for the worse. Seems it's just a modern curse. Sometimes when I take a peek outside of my little cage, everyone looks so asleep. Will they die before they wake? And hey, don't you know, we're just products of our time. And hey, what do you say? Show me yours, I'll show you mine. Dumb and happy then, smart and without any friends. Better cute and better loud, better join up with the crowd. Keep up or be left behind. There's a dust storm in my mind. Seems I can't see straight these days. Doesn't matter anyway. And hey, don't you know, of our time. Hey, what do you say? Show me yours, I'll show you mine. Hey, what do you say? Hey, what do you say? Please don't ever. Oh God, here's that question now, the one that makes me go insane. I gladly tear my heart out if you never, 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 never change. Do you want to change?
face just the way.
life just the way it is, and the chaos that surrounds me like a flock of screaming pigs. And it hurts my brain to think of all the stupid things I've said. And if I could change the future, I would change the past instead. And I'm dreaming.
Hey, what do you say? Please don't
aches and growing pains, tranquilizers for the soul. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, evolution's cruelest joke. Why is everyone upset? I once knew, but I forget. Something happened, something strange, something it appears has changed. And hey, don't you know, we're just the products of our time. And hey, what do you say if I show you yours, will you show me mine?
Yeah. Whew, what a great track that was. That was a Boingo Boingo Change. A 16-minute marathon track about changing and not changing. And beautiful harmonies throughout that whole thing. A lot of very Beatlesque mixing and overdubs and stuff like that. So it's a really fun track. Lots of changes in it, of course. Then, of course, we had a classic Radiohead track, Paranoid Android from OK Computer, 1997. So, yeah, and of course, this is the mighty Led Zeppelin, yeah. They sneak their way onto my show once in a while. I mean, they get overplayed on the bone all the time, so I tend not to drag them into the mix too often. But, you know, I just kind of needed something about this length and timbre. And it's perfect. Don't you think, Prondier Hour from Physical Graffiti. I've got one last track for you tonight. It's called Thousand Hands by the band Elder from their Reflections of a Floating World record. It's an amazing cut. It's a nice 9.5-minute cut, which I think you'll enjoy. Very hypnotic and powerful. All right, so I'll be back next week. We'll be introducing a new DJ from 4 to 6. Yeah, that's called the Saturday Joyride. Bunch of hard rock and heavy metal, so I'm going to come in heavy with something. I'll start off the show something heavy, just to kind of make a cool transition. And then I'll do my usual 1,000 different directions, because that's what I do. It's what I do, folks. All right. I love you all. I'll catch you on the flip side.
It struck me again earlier this morning. There are two things that continue to trouble me, and I'm speaking now not only as an agent of the Bureau, but also as a human being. What really went on between Marilyn Monroe and the Kennedys? And who really pulled the trigger?